Welcome to the Retirement Risk Show, the best retirement interviews and advice with Dave Hall. Learn strategies to help you reduce and even eliminate the risks facing your retirement.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Dave Hall here. Very excited to be back with you talking about retirement, one of my favorite topics where I help you better understand the risks facing your retirement. So hopefully you can have a safe and secure retirement so you can enjoy those retirement years, spending them with friends, family, whatever you choose to do. Hopefully I can help you have a better experience. Very excited for today's show. I'm bringing in with me today C.R. Tulane. Many of you know him from our live shows. He does a lot of our moderating. Very key to everything that we do. Brought him in because we do a number of shows where we talk about the questions that you as listeners and those who attend my webinars have. And we've had one big question that keeps coming up that people are concerned about. Thought it would be fun to bring him in and talk about that question today. CR, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, Dave. I can't believe I'm on the podcast. This is so exciting.
We don't get to do the podcast together very often. We do a lot of live shows together, but it's very exciting for me to have you back with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me be on the show. Normally, I just get to edit and be on the back end.
Yeah, you get all the credit for putting it all together, and you do an amazing job with that. But I am excited today to be talking about this question that we keep getting, and maybe you can bring it up, what the issue is, what our audience themselves are concerned about, and really American retirees are concerned about.
Dave, you know, we're talking about running out of money in retirement. I think that this is the question that I get asked the most when I'm putting together all the questions for our shows.
This is something that I've spent a lot of time studying, and it really hasn't hit us until recently what a big problem this is and really what the things that we've designed, how they help people deal with this issue. I've used this statistic for a long time, 68% of retirees, their biggest concern now is running out of money before they run out of retirement. It's kind of hard to believe, CR. Used to be they were all afraid to die. Now they're all afraid to live too long. You get to that funeral and all of a sudden everybody's wanting to be in the casket instead of the pew. Well, when we look at it from an overall worry standpoint, there's a lot of things that we worry about in our lives that never come to pass. Many people worry about dying in an accident. Very few percentage of America is ever going to die in an accident. Worry about all these other things. Well, when it comes to our retirement, what we've recently found out, and we knew it was a problem, we just didn't know how big of a problem, starting to realize over 50% of retirees, they're actually running out of money.
And Dave, the pandemic has put a huge dent in this as well.
It has, and it's going to continue to do this. And what's interesting for me, I thought for CPAs, it might be a little bit different when we looked at the statistics out there. And we've started running some webinars where we ask CPAs that are in our audience, are they worried about running out? And CR, you may be surprised to know, 67% of CPAs, 1% less than the general public, 67% of CPAs are worried they're going to run out of money before they run out of retirement.
And that's exactly why we're here today, because like you said, 67% of people saying, what do we do? How do we get past this?
And CR, you mentioned the pandemic. Now, many people looked at it from one side. If you had a lot of money invested in the market and you said, great, my assets have taken off. I've made a fortune. My retirement looks better than ever. Problem is, we're seeing that that didn't last. We've got a situation now. I mean, the market's down, what, 15, 20% since the beginning of the year. Many of those gains that people had over the last couple of years are going away. And then we end up with this inflation issue that we're trying to deal with that's just getting out of control. And then we had a government that spent trillions of dollars that at some point is going to require us to pay that debt off, which means higher taxes in the future. And you're exactly right, CR. It's just created this cyclone almost to make that 50% number of people that are going to run out or just over that to maybe become 60, 65. I mean, that number appears that it's going to just continue to go up.
And Dave, you talk about inflation. Normally, we would say in the past 3%, and that's different from where we are now. But let's say that that means that over the 20-year period of time, your $100,000 of retirement savings would be worth, in terms of buying power, maybe 60% less. But what you're saying is it's off the charts now.
It is, CR. And I ran this calculation the other day in a webinar as well that I was teaching it, and I hadn't used the high number we have now. So we're setting it at 8%. And how we figure out what effect it's going to have on a retirement is we divide that percentage into 72. That's 9. If we have $100,000 today sitting in 2022, by 2031, it has 50 percent of the buying power. We only have $50,000 of buying power. And another 9 years, you talked about a couple of decades. Truly, within a couple of decades, you got 25% of the buying power that you once had. Huge problem for retirees that most of them do not have inflation-adjusted income outside of Social Security.
Dave, are even the wealthiest people at risk when we get into this discussion?
Absolutely. And I think we saw from our statistics with the CPAs. Many of them are above average income earners. They do very, very well. They're CFOs. They run these successful tax and audit practices, very successful financially, but they're all running into the same problem because as we look at it, usually if we make more money, we have a higher standard of living. We're going to spend a bunch more money. So the problem affects all of us because most people don't go into retirement and say, I'm used to living off $100,000. I'm going to go ahead and live off $40,000 now and secure that retirement. Most are saying, hey, I want to go ahead and spend all that money that I've saved up and maintain that same lifestyle.
Dave, Ed Slott, we talk about him a lot on the show. He said, you have to plan for life happening. And I think there's power in that if we really have to lay this out.
You really do. And there's a couple of other things that are going to add to this, CR, as we look at it. Number one is we're retiring earlier than we say we're going to. And these two statistics are becoming very problematic. The first one, we're retiring earlier. We're saying we want to retire around 65. People are actually retiring around 62. But then when it comes to longevity, we're saying that we're going to die at a certain age and we're living longer. 25% of America is going to live 5 years longer than they say. So all of a sudden we take our retirement, we extend it out 7, 8, 9 years maybe. Very problematic because people are looking at it thinking, oh, I've got plenty of assets to get me through this period of time. Add 9 years to that, we're going to have more and more people just continue to run out of money.
Dave, I was looking at a statistic from the Social Security Administration, and they said about 1 in 4 65-year-olds today will live to age 90.
Yeah, it's very concerning. If you look at it for 2060, I was looking at statistics the other day as well on that. 2060, average life expectancy, 90 or 85.6 years old. That's including infant mortality and accidents that happened during your working years. So just as you're saying, CR, once we get to retirement, those things are gone. Average life expectancy really for retirees probably going to be 89, 90 for a male, 93, 94 for a female. Very, very concerning for people. And I don't think they realize what's going on. It just happens. You know, each year we live a little bit longer, things go on, doesn't seem to have that big of an impact. But if we look at over a 20, 30, 40 year retirement, huge impact these things are going to have.
Dave, I look at this because we go through and address so many questions, but a lot of people say, well, I've saved up enough for 20 years in retirement, I'm good. But then they end up living for 30 years. So they have to find a way to stretch their savings for another 10 years.
Yeah, and the problem that most people have is they don't really calculate it out. They just assume, they use a standard model that says, if I get average rates of return of X percent, and maybe they lower them down in retirement, hopefully, not out there saying I'm going to get an 8% rate of return, maybe it's a 6, and then oftentimes they forget to include fees, so the 6% really becomes a 5%. So they run this model of saying, if I get X percent rate of return, there's X inflation, I take X dollars out, I'm going to be good. Well, the problem is that X annual rate of return isn't going to happen. I mean, we look at right now, if you're retiring in 2022 and you have to take money out with a market that's down 20%, you've locked in that loss. That's completely affected your retirement capabilities and the money you're going to have 20, 30 years from now when you get to the end of your retirement.
Dave, some of the other things that people ask is, are healthcare costs really going to be more expensive? And talking about long-term care, do they really have to plan for this? And these are the questions that they talk about.
Yeah, and unfortunately, most people don't calculate that in, but they've assumed that Medicare is going to cover all their healthcare costs, including long-term care. And the reality of it is that's not happening. In a webinar I was teaching the other day, we put a new webinar out there that talks about many of these issues, trying to help people better understand some things they can do to get ready for retirement. But when we look at the healthcare side, the cost of that's outpacing inflation almost 2 to 1. Some areas it's 3 or 4 to 1. You know, inflation over the last decade from 2010 to 2020 was like 19%. When we look at the average deductible you and I pay out of our health insurance, over 100%. I mean, it's 5 times increase from what inflation really was. Well, if that's going to happen throughout a 30-year retirement, we've got some major issues. So yeah, we've got to plan for that. Long-term care is the uncovered cost in retirement that people are going to have. Medicare's not going to cover it. Health insurance not going to cover it. So we do have to do a better job of making sure we have money set aside for these things as well.
Dave, I was listening to a recent podcast, and they were talking how healthcare costs in retirement are currently more than $250,000. And retirees at that point can expect to spend even more than that. Plus, as inflation continues to go up, like you said, we've got a major problem right now.
Yeah, many top economists say that the average Social Security check, which is about $1,600 now, all of that will go to healthcare costs. Now, for those that only get Social Security, you don't really need to worry because you'd end up qualifying for Medicaid or other benefits that would be able to help you pay for those. So we're not going to be starving people in the street. But if you take that $1,600, even if you're making an average rate of income, maybe you're a middle income earner, can you imagine in retirement, $1,600 a month is just going out in healthcare costs month after month after month. And if you're married, it's double that. $3,200 a month, plus tax rates that are going up, plus uncertainty of the market, plus inflation, we've got a real big problem, CR, that's going on out there that really is the elephant in the room that most people are just not analyzing.
Dave, as we talk about the long-term care issue that we've discussed here a little bit, if you receive care for an assisted living facility or a nursing home, what's the cost right now?
Average cost is going to be somewhere around $8,500, maybe on the low end be about $7,800. But the high end, it's crazy, CR. I've had many people tell me that live in Boston, New York, LA, these big cities, $18,000 to $20,000 per month. That's not per year. That's not every quarter. That's not semi-annually. That's per month. Can you imagine spending $240,000 just to live and be in a facility to have people take care of you that you may be in a position? In fact, a third of America, one third of us is going to end up in a position where this happens. The second biggest risk to what we're talking about today is running out of money. You know, over 50% of us, that's going to happen.
So you could quickly run out of money in retirement if you need long-term care but didn't plan to pay for it.
Absolutely. And it really goes into what we do. I mean, as you look at it on our end, very excited to have our flagship presentation now that we've been teaching for a couple of years now. It was an area that I looked at and again, didn't quite realize how many people were running out of money. I knew it was a huge concern to people. I knew that risks were causing an issue. But once I realized what a problem we had, it just fell right into what we've been doing. Our Getting Safely Through Retirement course helps people identify the top 10 financial risks they'll face in retirement, helps them see on a case study side what's happening and the dollars that it could cost, and then provides a lot of strategies for people to make some changes. So hopefully they're not part of that big percentage that's going to run out.
Dave, I'm glad you bring up this webinar because this is the flagship webinar for everything we do. Because also you're bringing some positivity in, because I don't want this podcast to feel like it's all doom and gloom. There really is hope. There really is excitement in there. But you've got to be prepared, Dave. And that's the whole point behind what we're trying to talk about today.
Most problems in our life, CR, truly can be solved if we do prepare for them. I talk many times about my experience in Puerto Rico preparing for the hurricane and how my experience was way different than most of my friends and neighbors because we were prepared in so many areas. We didn't have a lot of the miserable experiences that others were facing around us. Happens many times, even if you look at just a general hurricane. If you live in an area and you get out and you board up your windows, you take all the patio furniture in, you close all the blind, all these things that need to be done, much different experience for you than the person that says, well, just hope my house doesn't get hit. I hope I'm not directly in the path. And then it does and everything gets blown away and destroyed. And now they got a mess on their hands.
So Dave, how do we fix this? I want to help those people who have sent me thousands of questions saying, CR, we're going to run out of money. What do we do? And so I want to know, Dave, how do we fix this problem?
The first thing, in my opinion, is we've got to get people educated on these risks. They've got to understand that the retirement they're looking at going into the future is different than what's being promoted by most advisors. And most advisors just want to manage their money. They don't want to deal with the issues that may affect your future, want to get assets under management. They want to be able to get those fees off of there, allow you to continue to grow those assets, hopefully throughout your retirement. But they're not educating you on all these risks. Anything from Social Security, Medicare, long-term care, risk of living too long, all these things that we talk about in that flagship presentation.
Medicare insurance can be overwhelming, and you may have lots of questions. We have teamed up with Medicare Compare USA to get your questions answered. Visit MedicareCompareUSA.com/retirement risk advisors for complimentary Medicare insurance consultation today.
Let's go through a couple of these risks because I feel like there's a lot of people out there saying, I think I'm going to be okay. I just don't need to worry about this. But what you're saying is, whoa, wait a minute. We've got a few risks that we need to address right now to make sure that we're on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we compare it to other risks we insure in our lives, way bigger than those risks. And you picked the wrong time for your Social Security. You've already succumbed to that risk. You retired at 62 and you lived to 90. You left probably $100,000 or more on the table that you wouldn't have had to have left, especially if you're the highest income earner in your household or if you're single and made good earnings. You lived way beyond the break-even point. Medicare, we talk about that. If you end up signing up incorrectly for Medicare, then have a big medical issue and can't get on to the right plan after that, you've just cost yourself maybe six figures of costs. So all of these things become very, very problematic, but yet most all of them are easy to solve if we'll just spend a little bit of time.
As we get back to this webinar, Getting Safely Through Retirement, tell me why you put this together in your mind, because I want people to understand how important and impactful this webinar can really be.
Because I saw that the industry was trying to just take pieces. They were trying to, you know, one group was out there addressing taxes. One group was out there addressing Social Security. One group was out there addressing Medicare. You had someone out there that specialized in long-term care insurance that was saying, hey, I'll address the long-term care. But no one was putting it all together. It's really like being the big box store. When we look at it as saying, if I'm going to do my yard work and I can go to one place and get a wheelbarrow, I can go to one place and get a shovel, I can go to one place and get a rake. Not a lot of fun, waste a lot of time. What if I can bring all that together, understand how everything interacts together, what I really need, be able to solve the issues in one place? And that's why we put it together. I realized retirees needed to have an understanding of all these risks and then be able to get solutions to solve them in their retirement.
Dave, one risk that I really like that you added to the Getting Safely Through pathway here is when you talked about elder abuse, because I feel like that's something that people really don't consider or look at. And that is something that's down the road a little bit further, but I feel like that's something that people need to take a good look at. And you've really made this a heartfelt part of the risk.
I really have. And I debated when I added that in whether I should. We used to have the eight risk, and then I decided that I needed to add that one and Medicare. I originally did not have Medicare in our presentations, but I started to realize, especially because of the pandemic, far too many people were succumbing to elder abuse. They were getting in a situation where they were lonely. They were running out of money. You think of someone that's running out of money, that's had good revenue their whole lives. You start getting desperate, CR, if all of a sudden you've been living off of, you know, $30,000 a year, even from your retirement, along with $20,000 of Social Security. Let's say you got $50,000 coming in. All of a sudden you're looking at the bank account and they're going, wait, I got $50,000 left, but I got probably 5 or 10 years of retirement left. So what happens, they open themselves up to get scammed by people that are going to take advantage of them, because you're looking at it from an investment side and saying, I got to do something to make substantial amounts of money. This 1% in my bank account or even that 20% in the stock market, it's not going to get me there. So I've got to do something else, really opens themselves up. Others, we've got a situation where far too many elderly people have passed away, and maybe it's a companion of someone, wasn't running the finances. Now they're lonely. Someone comes in, takes advantage of them there. So a huge issue, CR. I am passionate about it. Happened to my in-laws. Just recently saw it happen to one of my good friends, and she wasn't that old. I mean, she was even just approaching retirement. She was in her early 60s and lost hundreds of thousands of dollars that she desperately needs to get her through the rest of retirement that she now doesn't have.
So Dave, again, let me ask, is there hope for those who are saying, am I going to run out of money? And what's the best option for me right now?
There absolutely is. There's a lot of hope. And that's one of the things that we want to make sure everyone's aware of. I am an optimist when I look at it. From a general public and things that are going to go on, we're going to have a lot of negative things happen. But I can change that for myself. I can change that for my family. So those that are listening out there, very easy for them to get into our webinar, get the understanding of what these risks are, be able to go through a case study and understand the financial impact they have, then get some strategies from there, and then be able to go further and be able to figure out the day they're going to run out of money. Can you imagine, CR, using standard, you know, financial modeling that's being used out there? Not only find out the day you'll run out of money if things go well for you, the same modeling that is often done by other advisors, but what if all these risks happen? hey, I was going to run out of money at 95, felt pretty comfortable about that. You know, if I lived a few years longer, probably wasn't spending a lot of money anyway. You know, I'm all good. And then these risks hit, and now all of a sudden you run out days 84. Big difference for many people, and we can help them identify what that date is and then allow them to get access to the strategies to extend that out, to put strategies in to get it back closer to where it would be if nothing ever happened.
And if you're listening to this and you feel like, man, I really need to make some changes, I'd rather have you understand at whatever age you're at now and know what you've gone through than to blow through all your savings and get to retirement at that point and then say, oh boy, what do I do now? And I love that you talk about that, Dave.
Absolutely. And it's never too late. That's the other thing that we need to understand. We work with people primarily 50 to 70. That would be probably the main group of people we work with that are CPAs. That would be our target market. But if you're 30, man, if you can get started early, I look at our kids and the opportunities they have to get started early, great opportunity. If you're 90, we've had people come in their 90s, been able to do a ton to help them get through those last years. In fact, if you look at it for a 90-year-old that's got $100,000, they're going to get far more out of annuity at that age than they're ever going to get out of the money itself. I mean, these annuity companies are going to be willing to give them a lot more than they may be able to get for themselves based upon their age versus leaving that in the stock market and be subject to all the risks. So definitely solutions for everyone out there to get where they need to be.
Dave, we met as a company and we sat down and asked each employee anywhere from age 20 and up. And we just said, where are you at with your retirement? And is this a priority to you? And it was amazing to see the people who started to transition through everything we're learning, that they're starting to take initiative by saying, yes, I'm starting to put money into my savings. They realize the importance of this. And that's the whole key behind everything we do. And everything I do is I want to make sure that everybody's taking action. It's one thing, Dave, for us to just spit out education and do live shows and podcasts and all of these webinars. But Dave, if everyone's listening and not doing anything, that's where I feel like, for me, I failed. My job is to help all of you out there to do something. And Dave, you talk about this all the time. Action is the key to everything we do here.
Knowledge becomes power when it leads to action. If you can take the information we share and then act upon that information, you can completely transform your retirement. We're seeing it with hundreds of people that we work with, that we get to see the results. Now, unfortunately, there are many people we never get to see those results. They're working with other people that we're not seeing the transition of what's happening. But it's really our goal to get you to that point. And I appreciate, CR, all the information today. I wish we could spend another hour and a half talking about this big elephant in the room, because it is an issue that's going to affect so many people. Hard to believe. Again, one of us, based on statistics, we're going to run out of money before we run out of retirement. Now, I've done everything I can do to ensure that's not me, not trying to put it back on you, and you do everything for you, so it's going to become someone else. You know, as we get the annuities and those type of things in our retirement that give us the guaranteed income. So we can live to 120, we can live to 110, whatever it is, and never have to worry about running out. But it's pretty scary when we start adding it up and you're sitting there having lunch with one of your friends and you realize, hey, one of us is going to run out, but it doesn't have to be me. And I think that's the key when we look at it. It doesn't have to be me if I do the right things. And if we can get people to that point to understand that, we've done our job, because they can get to a point that they'll take action, do the right things for their retirement.
Dave, a little bit of planning can go a long way.
Absolutely. CR, thank you for being with us today. All of you that have joined us today, glad to have you on the show. Look forward to next week, where we'll have another guest back to talk about the risks facing your retirement and the things that you can do to get safely through that longest self-imposed period of unemployment most of you will have in your lifetime, maybe 10 years, maybe 20 years, maybe 30 or 40. It's what we call retirement.
And that's today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe to wherever you get your podcast. We come out with a new episode every Friday morning, and you don't want to miss it. If you want to continue the conversation from our podcast, join Dave every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Central Time on the Retirement Risk Advisors Facebook page as he answers your retirement questions live.
The Retirement Risk Show is a production of the Retirement Risk Advisors. Our show is to sign up for more than 15 free CPE retirement webinars. Retirement education, visit retirementriskadvisors.com to sign up for more than 15 free CPE retirement webinars.